This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Seven Russian rockets have slammed into residential buildings in Zaporizhia, a city close to Europe's biggest nuclear power plant. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A fire engine is stationed next to what was once an apartment block, but is now a large hill of rubble. An immense and haunting plume of smoke rises from the debris as Zaporizhia's governor, Oleksandr Staruk, looks on. At night, when people were sleeping, the enemy carried out a rocket attack against residential houses. Two upper floors are destroyed. Entrances to the buildings are ruined. People were under the rubble. The strikes came just hours after Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky announced the Ukraine military has retaken three more villages in one of the regions recently annexed by Russia. Speaking to leaders at the Organization of American States Assembly, Zelensky was determined that Ukraine will defeat Russia.
There is only one question for us right now: how many of our people Russia will manage to kill before it admits a defeat?
I'm Karen Chamas.
A former policeman in Thailand killed 37 people, including 22 children, in a gun and knife attack at a daycare center, according to Thai police. Police said the attacker is a former member of the police force who was fired from his job last year over drug allegations, adding he'd been in court on drug charges. Hours before the shooting, the police said the attacker left the daycare center, and when he got home, he shot and killed his wife, child, and then himself. You can find more on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. A crime scene investigation of the Nord Stream 1 and 2 gas pipelines found evidence of detonations, strengthening suspicions of sabotage. VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives panel investigating the Capitol building attack on January 6th, 2021, will hold a hearing next week. It's first since July. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
As it ended the last public session,
the dam has begun to break.
Vice Chair Liz Cheney promised more to come in the probe of Donald Trump's bid to overturn his election loss. The Thursday hearing will put the panel back in the spotlight fewer than 3 weeks before the midterm elections. The panel's chair has said the hearing would touch on revelations about Trump's chief fundraising vehicle, a political action committee now under Justice Department scrutiny. The hearing's also expected to include clips of interviews conducted since July, potentially including one with Ginny Thomas, Justice Clarence Thomas's wife. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. on Thursday sanctioned seven senior Iranian leaders for their role in shutting down the country's internet access and the ongoing crackdown on dissidents protesting the death of a young woman while in the custody of the country's morality police. She was accused of failing to properly cover her hair with a hijab. The Treasury Department targeted Iranian Interior Minister Ahmad Vahidi and the country's Communication Minister Aisa Zarapour, along with five other officials in Iran's security apparatus. The sanctions freeze any assets the seven Iranians might hold in the United States and blocks them from making any financial transactions while prohibiting Americans from doing business with them. The FBI says violent crime didn't increase substantially last year. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The FBI's analysis of annual crime data finds violent and property crime still above pre-pandemic levels, but consistent between 2020 and 2021. There was a slight decrease in the overall violent crime rate and a 4.3% increase in the murder rate. However, neither number is considered statistically significant. The report comes with major caveats. About 40% of law enforcement agencies did not participate after a major overhaul in the reporting system that included big cities like New York, Los Angeles, and Miami. Ben Thomas, Washington.
In Greece, the Coast Guard said Thursday at least 16 people are dead after two boats carrying migrants sank in separate incidents. Authorities said one boat carrying about 40 people went down near the eastern island of Lesbos near Turkey. 15 bodies were recovered. Five people were rescued. A search is ongoing. A second boat went down off the island of Kythira after it hit rocks. Authorities said they rescued 30 people from the second boat. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.